All right, good morning. 9-11 here on the Mighty 690. As we go throughout a Friday, and on the line with us, we have Keith Beaumont of Sun Group. How are you doing today, sir?
Doing great. How are you doing?
Hey, doing well. Good to have you on here. So I know you said we have some auction coming up, actually a pretty big auction. So you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, actually, that's one I've been talking about on here for the last couple of weeks.
Sure.
It's a great big auction. It's one that's worth certainly making the drive. This is going to be up here just right outside of Augusta, Kansas. We're just right east of there, a few miles, about 4 or 5 miles. So easy to get to. We're going to be selling lots of personal property stuff. We've got a lot of good items that's going to be in there. We're also going to be selling the real estate. So we've had some calls on that, but if anyone has any questions, feel free to give me a call. This is the real estate sits on 18 acres. Got a real nice home. It's got its own hangar here because it's got its own private airstrip. Pretty neat property. If you have any questions about real estate, just let me know. I won't go into all the details on it, but some of the things that we're going to have in the personal property auction, I'll mention some of those things, and we can talk about those. There's going to be a 57 Chevy Bel Air in there. That thing's been totally restored. It's a real slick-looking car. Also going to have a 2000 Chevy Silverado. It's a flatbed truck, four-wheel drive. It's got 39,000 miles on it. There's a little Ford Ranger that's going to be in it, a 1993 Ford Ranger, four-wheel drive. That's going to be there.
That's great. And, you know, we've actually had several callers call in and ask about that Bel Air, so I gave them your number. So that's great. And two, those Rangers, people are looking for those small Rangers because they don't make the small ones anymore. So that's those are some great cars there.
Right. They sure are. And this is a great little truck. I think it makes someone a nice little vehicle to drive around. It looks like it's been taken good care of and all that. So, and knowing Chuck, I know he took care of things. So, for sure, if you're looking for a small little pickup, check that one out. And I got pictures. You can get online and look at them, too. On our website, sungrouprealestate.com, you can see more pictures and of all the stuff that I'm talking about. That should be a pretty hot little item. We got a D17 Alice Chambers tractor that's going to be in there. Chuck owned that for, I think, about 50 years. He had it for a long time, but it's pretty nice. It's been kept in the barn. It's got a nice loader on it and in a bucket, and or he's got a bell spear that would go on the front of it. So. Let's see, we've got a 7x16 gooseneck trailer, stock trailer. Also got a 16-foot gooseneck stock trailer that'll be in there. A 24x40 metal carport is going to be in there. It's got the garage doors and all that on it. It's all enclosed. We're going to be selling that. There's a zipper mower in there, 64-inch cut, real good condition. And I don't know, James, if you looked at the four-wheeler, but there's a really nice four-wheeler that we're going to have in the auction. It's a 2019 Honda Recon ES. And that thing, you can tell, it's about in mint condition. The its tires are all still brand new and all that. It's really, really nice.
Oh, that's great.
So that'll be in there, too. We've got some long rifles that's going to be in there. Some BB guns, some of the long rifles, high-powered rifles are going to be. There's a Remington 30-06, model 700. There's a 243. There's black powder gun. There's a 22. We have 22 in there. There's several guns that are going to be in there. And we've got lots of ammo. So if you're looking for ammo, and that's 12 gauge. We got some 308, 243, 20 gauge. There were some 38 special, 30 carbine, 223s, Remington 30-30 ammo, 30-06. I mean, there's a lot of ammo along, like I said, with a gun. So for sure, if you're looking for that kind of stuff, and I know the 30-30 shells are kind of hard to find. So we do have some of those.
Oh yeah, yeah. With all the supply chain difficulties and everything, yeah, it's been hard for so long now.
It has been, yeah. And I have one myself, so that's why I know I've been looking for them, and it's hard to catch them at the store. So, anyways, we got a lot of that stuff here. So, and we got other gun accessories. There's holsters. There's knives. I mean, there's just those types of things that's going to be in this auction. So, trailers. We got trailers. If someone's looking for trailers, we've got John Deere hay wagons. Let's see. We're going to have four of those to sell. We've got those, and those, we've got four of them here. They're covered in things that we're going to sell off of them, so we'll sell everything off of them, and then we'll sell the trailers right after that. But just to kind of give you a grasp of the kind of stuff that, or how much stuff that we have. So we'll sell everything off them, sell the trailers. We've got a little utility trailers. There's like a 5 by 10 foot utility trailer that'll be in there. We've got a bumper pole trailer, there's a 6x10 trailer, two-wheel pickup bed trailer with a topper on it. That Tandem trailer is a really heavy-duty trailer that's going to be in there, real good condition, and it's a heavy-built trailer. So that's kind of our trailer situation. And then we've got a forklift. There's a Toyota forklift that's going to be in here. It's one of those. I don't know the series of it, but it's a decent sized forklift. So if you're looking for one of those, check that one out. Let's see, we've got round bells. I know hay's been hard to find for some people this year. Basically they're 4x5 round bells, and they weigh around 1,100 pounds is what they tell me. And we're gonna have, I think there's not quite 20. There might be 18, 19, somewhere in there. I'm going to say let's just say around 20 bells, round bells. So anyways, and it's good. It's good prairie hay. This was real good grass up here. So it was belled right here off the place. So we'll have that in there as well. We've got another little shed, portable shed that we're going to sell. There's lots of stuff. We got welders, bush hogs, sprayers, chainsaws, steel chainsaws. I think there's 6, 7, maybe 8 of those. Lincoln welder, oxygen settling bottles. We've got that. Compressors, drills, winches. We've got a big Ramsey winch. I think it's a 1200 Ramsey winch or something, I think. It's going to be in there. Let's see. We've got, the compressors. So another thing that we have on there, I don't know if you've looked at it, but it's toys. We've got tons of kids' toys. Some of those are pedal tractors. If someone's into those, we've got, I think there's three or four, I'm not for sure. But I think there's three of those, a couple John Deere's, and then there's a little Alice Chambers tractor, little pedal tractor. It's like new condition. So then we have a lot of those old metal toys, that they don't make them like that no more. We've got a lot of that stuff. So again, just kind of an array of a little bit of everything in this auction.
Right. I'm always looking for one of those like old school.
Too.
Yeah, like one of those old school metal Winnebagos. They made like the Tonka Winnebago, because that's what I have, one of those 1975 Winnebagos. So they actually made like it's a kit toy for kids, but most of them are rusted away in sandboxes or something.
Uh-huh.
But those metal toys are super cool.
Oh, they are. Yeah, we've got like everything. Those old square balers. There's dozers. There's little discs and chisels and stuff like that. I mean, there's a lot of those little toys. I think we've set them up. We've got probably about 2-3 tables just filled up full of those kind of things. So there's quite a bit in there. It's pretty neat. So But there's just a lots of stuff. We're doing this auction for Chuck Corti. He had passed away. Chuck was an auctioneer and a realtor for many years, and Chuck collected many things along his career being an auctioneer. And so, and it's good stuff. It's great stuff. And anyways, we're going to be doing it for him. So I think it'll be, I know it's going to be a great sale. There's going to be plenty of stuff, and there's something for about everybody. He collected just whatever was collectible. So it's not just one certain thing. It's not just a farm auction, even though there's a little bit of that stuff in there. There's just kind of a little bit of everything. So I think we're going to be, there's enough stuff here that we're going to be looking at doing two different rings, just so we can speed up the process and get through all of it in a day, because we're looking at that many things. So, but anyways, yeah, should be a great day, and I hope that people will come out and spend the day with us. It looks like it's going to be fairly nice. It's going to be a little cool, but the wind ain't supposed to blow as bad.
Excellent. And Keith, can you remind us one more time where the auction is, what time it starts, and if people want to go online and find pictures?
Yep. So it's tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. Again, it's just right outside of Augusta. And you can, so if you're coming from the Montgomery County area, if you're coming down Highway 400, you can get off right there at the Smiley Bird exit, come down there. The actual address, I'll just give you that, is 2279 Southwest 100th Street in Augusta. And, again, we'll have signs and stuff up, too. You'll be able to follow down here. But, yeah, we're going to get up, start at 9 o'clock. We're going to get on the real estate about noon. So I don't know where that'll put us with selling, like, the guns and stuff like that or the pickups. I think this are probably going to be after the real estate, depending on how we move and get through things. But anyways, it'll be a busy morning, and we'll just kind of see how we're getting through it. So
excellent. Well, it's going to be a good one. I know right where that Smiley Bird exit is, so it'll be great.
Yes.
And if people have any questions,
go down to that old highway, and you'll see it. We're not too far from there. So.
And hey, if people have any questions for you on this or any other matters, how can they get a hold of you?
Just give me a call. My cell phone, the best, 316-680-5131. We'll be working on the auction all day long. We're up here today getting things put together and kind of doing the final touch on it. So I'll have my phone on me. Also, if you want to come by, you're welcome to do that. We'll be here, like I said, most of the day, to close till dark. So if you want to just stop by and look at something, do that too. But, just give me a call. You can get on our website, sungrouprealestate.com, and you can go through some of those photos. I also got it on Facebook. If you go to Keith Beaumont, Realtor Auctioneer Sun Group, you'll be able to find probably even more photos there than I think on our website. So you can also find the auction there. So. Again, if you got any questions, just give me a call, 316-680-5131. Or if you have any questions about your auctions or real estate, just give us a ring and be happy to talk to you about it. So.
All right, Keith. Well, I know you're a busy man, so I'll let you go and get to it, but it sounds like it's going to be a good one, and I hope we have a good crowd out there.
Thanks a lot. Talk to you next
week. All right, you have a good one. Take care. Bye-bye. All right, Keith Beaumont here on our Ask the Expert segment. Always appreciate and always look forward to talking with him. And hey, I know the phones have been ringing during that break here, during our chat with him. We are going to get to Open Line in mere moments here on the Mighty 690, so stay tuned for that.